I'm Nigel Day from Oxford CND, Campaign for Nuclear Disarmament. I also keep an eye on some of the bases in our local area. So one of them is RAF Fairford. We call it USAF Fairford because basically it's not an RAF base. It's designated as an American base, and it's still called RAF Fairford, but it's an all-American, and it's a forward bomber base. It's the only forward bomber base they have, heavy bomber base, in Europe. And so it sits there with not much happening a lot of the time, and then you will have an exercise where you might have B-52 bombers come in, and that, for example, they were here for about 6 weeks just before Christmas, a number of B-52 nuclear-capable bombers, and those were used to really, in a provocative way, I guess, flying right up to the Russian border from the Baltic right down to Morocco. So they flew on the Black Sea. They flew a lot of flights from there. They sometimes have the B-52s in. Other times they might have nuclear-capable B-1 bombers, American bombers. And then, again, in other times, they will have the stealth bomber, the B-2 bomber, in for an exercise. So they do rotate these planes, and they come in and have regular exercises over the year. At the moment, the planes that are actually stationed there are U-2 intelligence-gathering planes. There's two of them there at the moment, sometimes there's three. And those fly off most days now and go along the Baltic and along the Russian border, etc., etc. So it's a very active base in that respect as far as the U-2s go. And the heavy bombers come in from various bases in America and do exercises there. The latest ones they've been exercising with NATO planes here in Europe. So when they came just before Christmas, they were flying with Norwegian aircraft, Finnish aircraft, all manner of aircraft, doing various joint exercises there. And it's what they call a kind of a way of joining up with NATO and practicing that, working together.
Now, I know you've been going to Fairford for many, many years. Can you just tell us what you've seen there over the years?
Yes. So if we go back to, I suppose, the 1980s, around that kind of time, Fairford began to get ready because they were going to attack Iraq, and when they did first attack Iraq, they flew B-52 bombers from Fairford and bombed Iraq, and that continued into 1990s times. So those planes were bombed up, they flew, and they were guided from another American base north of Oxford, which is called Croughton. It's called RAF Croughton, but again, it's USAF Croughton, an intelligence communication base, NSA, FBI. Snowden spent some time there, so it's quite an important base, sits there very quietly, probably one of the most important bases in Britain, because it guides bombers in, it does all sorts, and helps the drones that fly from Djibouti, that kill people in Somalia and Yemen now. Anyway, back to Fairford. So Fairford, we watched from there as nuke watchers and cruise watchers. We watched these planes take off, and we had various people entering the base to try and do something about it. There was a famous court case in Bristol, which was, we called it the B-52ers, and they were two people from Oxford who had wanted to gone into the base but were arrested by the B-52s, but they won their case at Bristol Crown Court. So lots has happened there quietly, but it's a base that's sort of far away from everywhere. It's like many of these bases, they're called RAF. People just think, oh, it's RAF, and they don't bother about it. But actually, it's a very important base and would be there if there's any trouble. These bombers would fly in from there. Okay.
Yeah, so could you say something about some of the other US facilities in Britain? Give us an idea of the extent of it. I know in Norfolk there's a lot. There's Mildenhall, Lakenheath. You've mentioned Croughton. I mean, we like to think, don't we, of these bits of land as actually being British territory, which is sort of lent or borrowed by the Americans. But actually, maybe it's the other way around. It's actually their, you know, if you have got American soldiers patrolling it or whatever, it's, you know, almost like a little bit of United States here in Britain.
Yes, we belong to, as Oxford CND and Barrington Peace Group, Abingdon Peace Group, Kidlington Peace Group, the local peace groups around here join with the larger bit, which is ourselves, Oxford CND. We call ourselves Oxfordshire Peace Campaign. And we campaign against Carlton because we are part of a global network called the Global Network Against Weapons and Nuclear Power in Space. And that network gets people from all around the world to campaign in a week called Keep Space for Peace Week, which is every October. We always have a gathering at Carlton just to show that we know what they're going on and it needs to be looked at. But, of course, our government doesn't do much about it. They just say, well, it's secret and we know what's going on, but I don't think they do. The Americans do what they like. So, for example, at Crowd, just to give an example, they have a communication with Djibouti, an American base in Djibouti, and that's supplied by BT. Shame on them. And they fly their drones from Djibouti and attack Somalia and Yemen at the very moment. So people die now from American drones doing bombing. It also guides planes in and keeps in touch with the American president when he's in the air, lots of things. That's one base. Another base in Yorkshire, a very important base, is Menwith Hill. So Menwith Hill has about 30 to 40 huge radomes there. It's an intelligence base. All our cables, transatlantic cables, go up there first and are obviously red. I don't know what they do there. And that's before they even cross the Atlantic. So Menwith Hill is a very important place. Nearby in Yorkshire, you have Fylingdales. Now, Fylingdales is part of the American Missile Defense System, a huge radar system. You've got one in Greenland and one in America. We have one at Fylingdales, a huge radar system up on the Yorkshire Moors. That is really to track missiles being fired at America. And then you have the air bases in East Anglia. Mildenhall is the headquarters. And you also have Lakenheath. Now, Lakenheath has... Mildenhall tends to have a lot of transport planes coming in and out, but Lakenheath is a much more active fighter bomber base, and that is where they have F-15 fighter bombers, American, and also F-35, the stealth fighter bomber, the new one that everybody talks about. So the latest thing with Lakenheath, which is always very active, lots of planes flying in and out there, is that the Americans, as a big comprehensive thing, have always had nuclear weapons in Europe, in different countries, so Holland, Germany, Italy, even Turkey. These nuclear weapons are stationed there, and they train the local air forces to use them. So if there was a nuclear war, they could use American nuclear weapons. Now, we used to have those nuclear weapons also stationed at Lakenheath, so that they had nuclear weapons there. But in 2008, after a lot of campaigning, all American nuclear weapons were taken from Britain. But the latest thing is that these nuclear weapons that are stationed in American bases across Europe are now going to be renewed with a new variation that's more accurate and more of a bunker buster, etc., can be guided. So those bombs have now just been completed manufacture in America just a week or two ago. That means those weapons will sometime be brought to Europe. The old ones will be taken away. The new ones will be brought to Europe. Now, we haven't had these American weapons in Lakenheath for a long time, since 2008. But recently they said they were going to refurbish the storage areas in Europe, including Lakenheath. So CND's supposition, probably fairly strong, is that at some stage, these updated American nuclear weapons will return to Britain at Lakenheath. So it's one of the things we're keeping an eye out. We've had a number of CND demos there already in the last 6 months, and more will be happening earlier, just in the springtime. So we just say, watch this space. When are the Americans going to bring those nuclear weapons in to Britain again at Lakenheath, very important base?
Interesting, isn't it?
There probably are one or two other smaller bases, yeah. But those are the main American bases in Britain.
Well, there might be some that we don't even know about. Who knows? But, I mean, this is the obvious thing to say here is this makes Britain a target, doesn't it? I mean, this is one of the reasons.
Absolutely.
One of the reasons.
It's a bigger target than it was before.
Yeah, it's one of the reasons why, of course, we had all the hoo-ha about cruise back in the 1980s, the cruise missiles, which were nukes, which were, you could just sort of drive them down the road and put them in the woods somewhere, and it made everywhere pretty much a target. And the Belgians, for example, other countries decided the Americans are not going to operate those here, and Britain eventually too. So, I mean, there's no reason. In fact, I remember last year, one of Putin's advisors at one of these big economics conferences saying there's no need to waste a nuclear weapon on Britain. It's destroying itself anyway. So, but I mean, obviously, if there are nuclear weapons based here, suddenly we become a target for Russian nukes again. And this is the subtext of all of this, is there is an increasing... there's an increasing tension, between Russia and the NATO countries, and Britain particularly.
Yes, and it goes back to all this, what has happened, and this creeping expansion of NATO to the east. There was an agreement between Reagan and Gorbachev that they would not move NATO to the east. Well, they have. They go right through to the Baltic. They have missiles in Poland and Romania. And the Russians, quite honestly, you can understand them saying, don't come any closer. There's a promise. And the fact that they interfered a lot with what happened in the last 20 years in Ukraine. So there's all sorts of machinations have gone on. And so it is really... a provocation and so on, and we have to stop it. They won't talk now. They used to talk, and at least we had some kind of balance. There's no talking now. Trump has taken us out of many of the long-standing treaties about nuclear weapons that have occurred, and that's all been thrown in the bin by people like Trump. So it's a very dangerous situation. At the moment, we have our nuclear submarines in Faz Lane, and they have one on patrol out there with Trident missiles on all the time. The convoys take the warheads from Atomic Weapons Establishment Burfield, which is next to Aldermaston. They travel up here past Oxford, where I am, probably regularly, about every 6 weeks. They travel up to Scotland. They bring the depleted weapons back, and so there's a circular movement of convoys. So that's a big target, the fact of Faz Lane. American submarines sometimes call in as guests at Faz Lane. They've even had French submarines in there now. We have an RAF station. Another example of why we are threatening things is, for example, at RAF Waddington. That's an RAF base in Lincolnshire. And it's where our British spy planes are. So those are based at Akrotiri in Cyprus. They fly one of those out virtually every day along over Gaza, along there, getting up all the data. And you think, well, are they sharing that with the Israelis and with the Americans? I'm sure they are. So we are complicit in everything that's happening in Gaza by doing that. Well, we make some of the parts of the F-35 bomber that the Israelis use. We make them in a number of factories here in Britain. They all end up at RAF Marham, which is an RAF base in Norfolk, and they're then sent out all over the world from there, including Israel. We're complicit in all of them.
I mean, this is a bit worrying, isn't it, with the Royal Air Force, which fought the Battle of Britain and beat the Nazis. It now seems that we're part of the bad guys. You know, if we're involved in helping the Israelis and the Americans to commit genocide in Gaza, which thankfully has come for a halt. Let's hope that lasts. But I mean, it seems to me that our taxes are going on the sort of thing that we were told, and the war memorials around this country are told was defeated, and we defeated them in 1945.
Yeah, and we are very complicit. So, for example, the RAF's main transport base is here in Oxfordshire at Bryce Norton. So there have been direct flights from Bryce Norton with RAF planes flying direct to Israel. They now often, now that it's been established and recognized, I think what they do now, they fly cargo, unspecified, although Mr. Lamy, the foreign bloke from British government, said we're putting restrictions on Israel, you know, warlike stuff to Israel. Most of the most serious stuff still goes out, and it goes to the British base in Cyprus at RAF Akrotiri, and then it's flown on direct from there to Israel. The Americans also transport a lot of cargo into Akrotiri and fly it into Israel. We're very much involved in all of this.
Well, it makes me think that, you know, possibly people in Cyprus aren't too happy with this base there.
Well, who knows? We have two British bases in Cyprus. Akrotiri is the RAF base, and we also have an army base there. And they've been there for a long time, and it's called British territory still since Cyprus independence. I think, and we also have a spy base on the top of the Mount Olympus in Cyprus, so that picks up everything from the Middle East. So we're very much involved with everything that happens in the Middle East.
Amazing. So if people are interested in CND, what's the best way for people to sort of follow what's going on?
I think look at the website. Sorry, I can't tell you offhand through my head, but offhand, just look at the CND website. You can join CND. We will be campaigning against all of this with more and more things are happening now. We're much closer to sort of nuclear war and dreadful things happening, especially with Trump there as well. So I think a good time to join CND is now. Join CND, and my suggestion is join your local CND group, revive it, get it working again, to be active. It's always been very active in individual places around the country. So pick your local CND branch, join it, and work with them. Get them moving. Don't want them sitting on the ground. We have to be active now.
We have to be flying. Well, look, one of the things that you do when you join CND is you have some quite nice days out. One of them this, I believe, was at... if I'm wrong, Nigel, let me know, but I think it was at Fairford itself. Can you tell us what happened there?
Yes, we chose Fairford last week, actually. First of all, we had a Zoom meeting to get a wider audience to what we wanted to say about Fairford, and then we had an actual protest at the main gate of RAF, really USAF, Fairford. The reason for that is, at the moment, as I said before, they fly U-2 spy planes from there. They do have heavy bombers coming in, nuclear-capable bombers coming in certain times of the year. But mostly, their main function at the moment is to fly the U-2 planes along Eastern Europe and get as much information as they can. Now, these planes have been around for a long time. They're still very efficient, but they've been active for nearly 70 years, some of those planes. So they want to replace them with very large drones, Global Hawk drones. These are not like you see on the television, these small things. These are massive drones. They can fly for a long, long time and for a great distance. Now, they're not allowed to fly those over Britain at the moment. They were given special permission to fly one into the Royal International Air Tattoo, which is also held at Fairford every 2 years. So they were given one permission to fly it in there once because the RAF is going to buy it, and this was to show it off. Anyway, what they want to do now is to talk to the Civil Aviation Authority here in Britain to ask for permission to fly these drones probably two or three times a week at night from Fairford so they can fly out over the Baltic, etc., wherever they're going to go, as they take over from U-2 planes, which will get retired. Now, they haven't got permission to do that yet. But, of course, I suspect that this government and the CAA will fall over backwards. And eventually, these huge drones and the successor drones that are even more dangerous and more powerful will be stationed at Fairford as a spy sort of depot, great intelligence air place, and they will fly the drones out. They can't do that at the moment, and already they're suggesting that they do interfere with planes flying into Birmingham Airport. So these things are not allowed to fly at the moment, and they want them to fly for Fairford. And that was the basis of our protest. So we need to get there now to protest at this possible, quite probable, intrusion in our airspace.
Well, the thing is, you're saying that they're going to fly them up and down the Baltic. Most people wouldn't mind too much about that. But, I mean, actually, they could be flying these drones anywhere, even over the UK, couldn't they?
They could be flying them anywhere. They do crash. These things have a history of crashing. And they would definitely have to fly out on some airway out of Britain. But they could be flying over Britain any time, as well as what they do. These things have a great range. The one that landed was allowed to land, had taken off from Sigonella in Sicily, flew up round the Baltic, round Scandinavia, and then landed quite carefully at Fairford. So that's the kind of range they can do without even thinking.
Look, I'm sure there are people who'd be interested in keeping a track on this. Can you, if there are people who are interested in subscribing to your newsletter, can they do that, or do they have to join CND first?
They can. I should join CND, and then you could also try, probably look at the link to Drone Wars UK, who obviously publish bulletins on all manner of systems with drones. This is the future. This is where everything is going. War is being conducted and controlled from space. And drones and things like that. We've seen what's happened in the war in Iraq, in Ukraine. Things have changed. You can't hide from drones. This is the future. We don't want these massive spy drones stationed here in our country.
Well, you know, you've got two sides to the whole drone thing. In a way, you've got the actual delivery system, which is the drone itself, that's now had the human element taken out. But we've also got the same thing going on with organisations like Palantir boasting that they can do the targeting via spy satellites, and they can actually have AI deciding who's going to get bombed and send a drone out. So it doesn't look to me as if any human being needs to be involved in that process at all.
That's a very frightening thing, because Palantir is probably involved in some of the bombing and attacks in Israel. And the thing, you need to look at a program called Lavender. That's how all these things start. They're practicing, trying these things out by flattening Gaza and killing people. And that is the future. So we need to be very wary of how these things develop. We don't want it out of human hands. Once it gets like that, we have no idea what control will be put on any of these terrifying systems.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, fascinating. Oxford CND's Nigel Day, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you. Thanks for everything you do.